From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Two former Trump aides at the center of a probe into Russian collusion took two different approaches to the charges filed against them. As part of a plea deal, Rick Gates pleaded guilty to two felony counts after appearing in federal court in Washington, D.C. His deal could have him testifying against Paul Manafort, who said he had no plans to follow Gates' lead and plead guilty. Gates is the third Trump campaign associate to plead guilty to criminal charges and agree to cooperate with Mueller's investigation and into whether there was collusion between the Trump team and Russia during the 2016 election. The three now include former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos, and now Gates. During a gathering of some of the nation's conservatives, U.S. President Donald Trump made his latest announcement about North Korea.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
The president also threatened a phase two if the measures are not effective. He was not specific about what phase two means. Meanwhile, at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games, first daughter Ivanka Trump led the U.S. delegation for the closing of the games. She met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Ivanka Trump and Moon discussed the U.S. and South Korean efforts to apply joint maximum pressure on Pyongyang. According to U.S. officials, she has no plans to meet with the North Korean delegation to discuss the nuclear standoff with the U.S., nor meet with the North Korean defectors to highlight the repression and ongoing rights violations there. This is VOA News. The U.N. Security Council is expected to try again Saturday to reach a consensus on a draft resolution to implement a 30-day ceasefire across Syria and lift sieges on towns. VOA's Lisa Schlein has more on why this has been such a compelling issue.
The cessation of hostilities agreement appears to have run its course. Syrian activists report more than 420 civilians in eastern Ghouta have been killed this past week. The United Nations reports at least seven health facilities have been hit, putting several out of service. UN Security Council efforts to pass a resolution mandating a 30-day ceasefire so far have hit an obstacle. Western diplomats accuse Russia of delaying a vote on an agreement to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's move to regain control of rebel-held eastern Ghouta. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
On the issue of gun violence, specifically at U.S. schools, President Donald Trump reemphasized for a third day in a row his belief that teachers should be armed. This comes after last week's shooting in which 17 people were killed, and news that some members of law enforcement who were there during the shooting delayed going inside to intervene.
See, a security guard doesn't know the children, doesn't love the children. This man standing outside of the school the other day doesn't love the children, probably doesn't know the children. The teachers love their children. They love their pupils. They love their students. They're doing it also from love. Now, they have to be very adept. I'm not talking about every teacher. I'm talking about a small percentage.
The president also called again for comprehensive background checks on gun buyers, ending the sale of bump stocks that increase the firepower of some weapons and raising the age to buy certain rifles from 18 to 21. To coincide with Israel's 70th anniversary, the United States says it will open a new embassy in Jerusalem in May. State Department said Friday the new embassy will be located in a building that currently houses the U.S. consular operations in Jerusalem before moving to a separate annex by the end of 2019. The move follows a December announcement by U.S. President Donald Trump that the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and plans to move the U.S. embassy there. The U.S. embassy has been located in Tel Aviv. The U.S. Secret Service said a vehicle rammed into a security barrier at the White House Friday and said the driver was immediately apprehended and arrested. In a statement, the agency identified the driver as a 35-year-old woman from Tennessee, the state of Tennessee. She was someone whom the Secret Service said it had previous encounters with near the White House. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.